One of this country's great expatriate jazz musicians is coming home. Now, Steve Lacy is not as familiar in the United States as Thelonious Monk, who once hired Mr. Lacy to play in his band, or John Coltrane, who took up the soprano saxophone after hearing Mr. Lacy play it. But the reluctant return of this artist brings back one of America's master composers and musicians from Paris, Frank Browning reports.
When Steve Lacy fled America, it was for survival.
We couldn't make a living at it in New York. It was murder. We were in the underground. And so when I came to Europe, it was nice to be above ground and be able to make a living playing what I wanted to.
That was the 1960s, when the fine high squeal of the soprano sax and his intricate avant-garde melodies placed Lacy outside the conventions of mainstream American jazz. In 1969, Lacy came to Paris, where life was tough, but at least people knew and liked his music, and he could survive. Now, this summer, 33 years later, the globally renowned saxophonist is fleeing France for survival.
We've been harassed for 3.5 years now, and they've been bleeding us, taking every penny I never even earned. It's the way they squeeze all artists. Whether they're really commercial or on or semi-commercial or non-commercial, they squeeze them all. And the fact that I was American made this one inspector think I was a big fish.
The they Lacy talks about are France's relentless tax officials. And they were right in one sense. During his years in France, Lacy had become a big fish, artistically, if not financially. He's won France's highest artistic honor, the Chevalier of Arts and Letters, and in 1992, he was awarded a MacArthur Genius Fellowship. Still, Lacy has always ridden the edge, not least with his instrument. Soprano saxophone, which he took up early, is neither an easy nor a conventional sound. Steve Lacy has never been much interested in conventional musical categories. Drawn to all the arts, especially painting and poetry, he began spending time with the beat poets and writers while he was a young man in New York.
When I played with Cecil Taylor in the Fire Spot in New York in the 50s, everybody shook their head. They didn't know what we were doing, but Jack Kerouac came in and he said, I like this.
Jack Kerouac, William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, Gregory Corso, they were all friends and cohorts of Lacy and the Swiss woman who became his wife and lifelong musical partner, Irene Abbe. Later this year, they will release a new CD titled Beat Suite, the music composed by Lacy, the lyrics drawn from the beat writers and sung by Irene Abbe.
So I do Kerouac, and then I do Bob Kaufman, which I knew personally back in San Francisco. And then I do a Ginsberg song.
I'm going to pull up the monkey and smoke it. Put an elephant in the pot. I'm going out and never come back. Who wants better than that? Lying on your back, flat on your back, with your rights to do.
If you think of all the most famous so-called jazz singers now, you'd have a hard time coming up with somebody that could sing Samuel Beckett to Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, things like that. It's a lifetime work. Each song is a role. Each poem is a story. This is highfalutin material. It's not for everybody.
Some of his music doesn't sound like what most people think of as normal jazz.
Alan Chase is dean of the faculty at the New England Conservatory of Music, where Steve Lacy will be teaching this fall.
A lot of his music is swinging rhythmically. It has that rhythmic propulsion that people associate with jazz that's part of the kind of the conservative definition of jazz. But some of his music is out of time. It has no meter. Some of his music is stretching tonality to the point where it's not in a particular key. So those sorts of things tend not to sound like jazz to a lot of people. To me, jazz is what jazz musicians do, and it's always been inclusive of things that are outside of the mainstream.
These kind of etiquette questions are absurd. They're nonsensical. There's no point in them, in classifying people. I work with electronic musicians, with clowns, with painters, with poets, with actors, with acrobats. I've played in swimming pools at funerals, at weddings. Jazz is it's a music that metamorphs all the time and can fulfill many, many different situations, but it becomes different in each situation.
In between packing boxes, Lacy has been popping back and forth across the Atlantic to New York, San Francisco, Belgium, and Italy for more than 20 gigs. In each place, he's had different collaborators. Some he's worked with for 20 years. Others are brand new.
Sometimes you meet somebody really fantastic who you never met before. What are you going to do, pretend they don't exist? No. You have to jump on the gun, really, and collaborate, hang out, and partake.
Last winter, a new and thoroughly unlikely collaborator fell into Lacy's lap when a Russian master violinist named Mikhail Bezhverkny came to hear him. Since spring, Lacy and Bezhverkny have met several times and begun working out their own improvisations, marrying violin to soprano saxophone.
He's a classical musician. He can play anything on the violin, all Bach and all the great music he can play. Fantastic, really. And he's never improvised in his life. He's 40 years old. And with me, he started improvising, and I love to play with him.
Last month, they performed together in Brussels.
These things are organic, and either they spring forth or they go under. You know, you could. It's like you dance with a girl. She may be beautiful and all, but you just don't dance well together. So that's it. You never dance with her again. But if you meet somebody else and you really dance, so she makes you into a great dancer, and it's just really happening. You want to repeat that. It's normal.
Now the 65-year-old expat will be dancing with more American partners. His lifelong love affair with France and the music he found here, not finished, but fundamentally changed.
There's a lot of freedom here, and it's a beautiful place. And I love France, and I love Paris, and I love this house and everything. And I could have lived here a lot longer, but for certain people. And so, it's time to book.
Students in Boston have already booked classes with Steve Lacy at the New England Conservatory, where he begins his new day job next month. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.